Brett Metcalf, third overall, Unadilla. I guess talk about your day. Good job.
Thank you. My day started off a little bit slow. Practice qualified like eighth, so I was hoping to get better because I think the inside gates are, you know, pretty biased here. So I really wanted to get maybe a top five pick, but it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But it was all good. You know, we came out first moto, decent start, and it felt just rode much better in the races, kind of like I normally do, mm-hmm. and was up to fifth, and then caught up to Shorty. And I felt like I had, you know, some places to make a pass, and I made a mistake at the bottom of Screw You, spun out, mm-hmm. and ended up fifth that moto, didn't get it. Then second moto, not a very good start, was maybe sixth, seventh, which was okay, but not the best. Mm-hmm. And just moved through the pack, made some good moves, and tried to be aggressive early, and got on to Shorty again, mm-hmm. made the move this time, and sealed the deal and finished third in the moto. And pretty happy with that. Third overall today with 5.3, and yeah. Felt good.
Your kind of track here, a rough, crappy, takes a lot of strength, and you seem to get stronger as the moto went on. I guess, have you always felt good here, or have you always thought it's been one of your better places?
No, I've always done well here at my results in the past. You know, back to 2003, my first year was my best national of the year, so I like this track. They get rough, but it's just the way it flows, and you can be creative in some line choices, which I think, you know, if you are that way, you really can pay off for you here. So I think that's why I like it, and that's it. I don't know why the rocks are crazy painful and everything else is not that good, but the track layout's awesome. So
look like you and K-Dub and Shorty were actually catching DeSalle and Dungy a little bit, like maybe three quarters of the way through. Did you think that?
I didn't. I was watching, you know, when I got into third, I was watching DeSalle and Ryan up there in the front, seeing where they were at, but they had really gapped away a lot more than I was hoping. So I was like, man, that's a long
really?
Gap.
I thought you were actually catching them at one point.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe towards the end, but once I finally got into third, I looked up and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, they've really gone.
Yeah.
So that kind of was a bummer. But, I'm not sure if we were pulling them in at the end. Maybe, maybe not. But I was kind of just watching short, and Kevin was coming up strong. So I was kind of watching that, paying attention to how many laps were left, and, you know, just kind of rode it out from there.
Right. I guess talk about your 250F team, your teammates. 1, 2, 3, 4, first moto, Kennard wins again.
Yeah, it was, man, that first moto was awesome, man. Kind of reminded me of, you know, Pro Circuit when I was there. There we went 1, 2, 3, 4, and it was a big deal for the team. Everyone was stoked. You know, as a rider, it's cool to be a part of that. So to see that happen over here, this team with the FC guys, I know that's, you know, been one of Ziggy's dreams, is to have, you know, a top three podium sweep, and then to get top four.
Yeah.
It's just doesn't get any better for a team. So, and then for me, you know, rounded out and, you know, with an overall third here. And, you know, the lots guys, I'm not sure where they
1-3.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's plenty of guys in the podium for them today. Great day for the team.
Yeah. Silly season on us. Anything new you can report? I've heard your name from a few different people, but
I've heard my name too. that's it, man. I got nothing to report.
No.
You know, everything right now is just, you know, it's you're on a list of a lot of people.
Right.
So I'm just going to have to keep, you know, the worst thing is just waiting, you know, but everybody is kind of somewhat waiting, and I'm just trying to keep my head clear and focus out here on the racetrack.
Is there a chance you'll be back for these guys, 450 indoors and out? Is that something that could happen?
There's a chance for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, either with Honda or with the Geico team, which would be awesome. I love the guys at the Geico squad and the whole FC crew. Everything's been great. I had two really awesome years, and, you know, I'd like to continue it, but it's not really in their hands. It's not really in my hands. It's how things are going to work out is how it works out. So either way, there's a few other things floating around. So
does it get stressed for you, or have you handled it pretty well at this point? You're already older, dude.
Well, I think it's always a little bit stressful. And you can kind of pretend it's not there, but it is there always. It's like, you know, it is, but I just haven't really been stressed by it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But you can feel it under when you think about it. It's like, man, you know, where am I going to be? Am I going to change? I don't really want to do this and that. And so, you know, you just got to wait and see and be happy. You know, most of all, I think just being happy with getting something that you, if you can get something that you want to go to, mm-hmm. then that's awesome.
That's all you
if you're
for,
forced to go here and didn't really want to do that, then hey, you got to go racing. But, you know, that's my dream at the end of the day, is to be where I want to be and have that spot be awesome.
Cool, thanks.
Thank you.